第四十七章啊，我们现在要从第十三节开始来读。
Now we'll start from verse 13.
十三节已经读过了啊，我们今天就直接来读第四十八章。
We'll go straight into chapter 48.
这是以后有人告诉约瑟说，你的父亲病了，他就带着两个儿子玛拿西和以法莲同去。有人告诉雅各说，请看，你儿子又是到你这里来了。以色列就勉强在床上坐起来。雅各对又是说，全能的上帝全在迦南地的路是向我显现，赐福于我，对我说，我必使你生养众多，成为多民，要把这地赐给你的后裔，永远为业。我未到埃及见你之先，你在埃及地所生的以法莲和玛纳西这两个儿子是我的，正如吕便和西面是我的一样。你在他们以后所生的就是你的，他们可以归于他们弟兄的名下的产业。至于我，我从巴旦来的时候，拉结死在我的眼前，在迦南地的路上离以法他还有一段路程，我就把他葬在以法他的路上。以法他就是伯利恒。以色列看见约瑟的两个儿子，就说，这是谁？约瑟对他父亲说，这是上帝在这里赐给我的儿子。以色列说，请你领他们到我眼前，我要给他们祝福。以色列年纪老迈，眼睛昏花，不能看见约瑟，领他们到他跟前，他就和他们亲嘴，抱住他们。以色列对约瑟说，我想不到见你的面，不料上帝又使我得见你的儿子。约瑟把两个儿子从以色列两妻中领出来，自己就脸伏及地下拜。随后约瑟又拉住他们两个，以法莲在他右手里，对着以色列的左手，玛拿西在他的左手里，对着以色列的右手，领他们到以色列的眼前。以色列伸出右手来按在以法莲的头上，以法莲乃是次子，又捡他过左手来按在玛拿西的头上，玛拿西原是长子。他就给约瑟祝福说，愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的上帝，就是一生牧养我直到今日的上帝，就是我脱离一切患难的那使者，赐福于这两个童子，愿他们归在我名下和我主亚伯拉罕我父以撒的名下，又愿他们在世界上生养众多。又是见他父亲把右手按在以法莲的头上，就不喜悦，便提起他奋起的手要从以法莲头上挪到玛拿西的头上。又是对他父亲说，我父不是这样，这本是长子，求你把右手按在他的头上。他父亲不从，说，我知道我儿，我知道他也必成为一族，也必昌大，只是他的弟兄将来比他还大，他兄弟的后裔要成为多族，当然就给他们祝福。以色列人要指着他们祝福说，愿上帝使你如以法莲玛拿西一样，于是立以法莲在玛拿西以上。以色列又对约瑟说，我要死了，但上帝必与你们同在，领你们回到你们列祖之地，并且我从前用弓用刀从亚摩利人手下夺的那块地，我都赐给你，使你比众弟兄多得一份。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，我们已经细读了你启示的真理，如今我们愿意求主打开我们的心，把你启示的话光照在我们生命里面，使我们从里面所领受的真理，所领受的你的道，成为光照耀我们的生活，我们的行为，好叫我们得知你的旨意，得知你的主权之后，我们更降服于你，更走在你的道路，你引导的 里面，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿门。
Amen.
我们上个礼拜提到了雅各见到法老王。
Last week we saw how Jacob met Pharaoh.
他一点没有感到自己是埃及人看不起的牧羊的民族，就自卑感。
He didn't consider himself inferior because the Egyptians looked down on the shepherds.
他很坦然地面对世界最大的帝国、最高权柄的帝王。
Very bravely he faced the king of the biggest empire.
因为他知道他是神所喜悦的。
Because he knew that God was pleased with him.
基督徒在这个世界上可能是最少数的一群。
Christians may be the minority in this world.
特别在亚洲的国家里面。
Particularly in Asian countries.
我们所处的社会不是基督教文化的社会。
We don't live in a Christian culture.
我们所处的社会不是基督徒多数的一个社会。
The society we live in only has Christians as the minority.
当我们成为少数的一份的时候。
When we become a minority group.
我们的心没有惧怕。
We must not be fearful.
我的印尼基督徒的华人是很少数的一群。
The Chinese Christians among the Indonesians belong to a very small minority.
靠着圣经的原则。
By the principles of the Bible.
我觉得印尼建了一个比任何印尼的教会更大的。
Establishing a church in Indonesia that's bigger than any other churches.
这种心态是很重要的。
This kind of mindset is important.
基督徒有一个永恒的心态。
We all have an eternal mindset as Christians.
基督徒有一个世界级的心态。
Christians have a global mindset.
基督徒有一个超过所有种族范围文化界限的超然的心态。
Our perspectives must transcend all boundaries of culture, of nationalities.
超政治、超法律的心态。
Transcends all legal systems and political systems.
甚至超宝座的心态。
Even transcends every single throne on earth.
我们的上帝的宝座是在宝座之上的宝座。
Because the throne of our God is above all thrones on this earth.
上帝的国是在万国之上的国。
And His kingdom is above all the kingdoms we have here.
上帝的权柄是在万全至上的权柄。
And God's authority transcends every single authority on earth.
我们看见保罗在世界上的时候有这样的心态。
The Apostle Paul had this mindset when he was living on earth.
耶稣基督在世界上是有这样的心态。
And likewise, Jesus Christ had this mindset.
雅各在世界上也有这样的心态。
And Jacob likewise was thinking like that.
当上帝对雅各说你的名字不再叫雅各的时候。
When God said to Jacob, your name is no longer Jacob.
乃是给他一个真正的身份。你的名字叫做以色列。
Your new identity, your new name is Israel.
以色列的意思就是上帝的皇太子。
Israel means the crown prince of God.
Israel的意思就是皇太子。
Israel means crown prince.
El 就是 Elohim, 上帝的意思。
El in Elohim means God.
所以我叫你成为上帝在地上的太子。
So now you are the crown prince of God before God.
这种心态不是单单一个名号。
And this mindset, this is not just a label given to you.
从一个认知实践神给我们的应许产生出来的一个心态。
The mindset comes when we truly acknowledge the real identity we have.
所以我劝我们弟兄姊妹。
So I encourage all of you here.
我们对世界的政治家。
When we are faced with the political leaders of this world.
对世界最有钱的人。
When we face the richest people here.
对世界最有学问的学者。
Face the highly qualified people.
我们基督徒应当有一个这种心智来站在他们的面前。
We Christians must stand bravely when facing these people.
因为你这个皇太子。
Because as a crown prince.
不过是人政权生出来的皇太子。
Because all these earthly crown princes are all get their authority from human wisdom.
我这个皇太子。
And me as the crown prince.
创造天地的上帝给我亲自改名的皇太子。
But the name given by God to me is by the Creator Himself.
一个人只认知自己的社会地位。
When someone only acknowledges his social status.
而不确信自己的属灵地位。
But doesn't believe in his spiritual status.
他在人眼前就变成没有能力的人。
In the eyes of men, they are powerless.
如果我们真正确认神所给我们的地位。
If you truly acknowledge the status given to us by God.
我们就清楚就我们是天上神的儿女。暂时寄居在地上的国度。
That we know that we are children of God temporarily living on earth here.
所以我们没有什么可以惧怕。
So we need not be fearful of anything here.
贝多芬一生发生过三件事情。
In Beethoven's life, there were three things that happened.
一件事情就是一个诸侯请他弹琴。
There was someone who actually invited him to play.
他就进到王宫里面。
So he went into the palace.
在这宫廷中间，在诸侯的家里面。弹琴，这算是很体面的一件事。
It was a very honorable thing to be playing the piano in the palace.
结果呢，这个呢， 诸侯呢就跟一个人可讲话，越讲越大声，忘记了贝多芬在弹琴。
So the king was actually speaking to someone else and forgot about Beethoven who was playing.
所以贝多芬一面弹一面看见他们根本不在听他弹琴。
So while Beethoven was playing, he realized that they were not paying attention.
他里面的一种自尊的心态就开始叛变起来了。
So his dignity actually drove him to do something.
越讲越大声，甚至遮盖了他弹琴细声的地方。
And as they were speaking very loudly, overshadowing his piano playing,
他就站起来
and he stood up,
然后把琴盖就把它盖下去
and then he closed the piano,
砰
and he stopped playing,
他就走了
and he walked away,
怎么叫也不回来
he will never come back despite,
王对他也没有办法
and the king had nothing to do, couldn't do anything,
因为大家都知道他脾气本来就是这
样 because they know that his temper is like that,
第二天
and on the second day,
他们收到一封信
they received a letter,
贝多芬写
Beethoven wrote,
对不起
Sorry,
你这样不尊重音乐
you are so disrespectful to music.
你是没有资格请我弹琴。
You're not qualified to invite me to play for you.
我要告诉你
Let me say to you.
你的地位是偶然产生的。
Your status is just coincidental.
而我是自己奋斗成功的。
But then I got my status based on my own striving.
我不会尊重你，过于尊重我自己。
So I'll never honor you more than I honor myself.
像你这样的诸侯，以后世世代代有一大堆。
A king like you will have many more like you.
像我这样的人。只有一个就是贝多芬
But there's only one unique Beethoven, me.
基督徒要有这样的心态
Christians must have this kind of mentality.
我们不能看见权贵我们就低头
We must not just kneel, bow down before authority like that.
我们不能看见富翁就摇尾巴
And when we see rich people, we just obey them.
在不是 obey them.
We just wag our tails, as it were.
With our tail and to please them.
And just to please them.
在赵天恩牧师的丧事礼拜
and the funeral service of Reverend 赵天恩
因为我很尊重他
because I honored him a lot
多么累
no matter how tired I was
我都自己买一张票自费从亚洲飞到洛杉矶
I would pay for a plane ticket and fly to LA
主讲他的丧事礼拜
and to preach at his funeral service
再跑回来
and then I just flew back
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
虽然他们很盼望我去也预备了这些
although they wanted me to go and they prepared for me to go
但是我是心里非常愿意去参加他的丧事礼拜
I was very willing to be part of his funeral service
我说今天有骨头的传道人太少了
so there are very few pastors with backbone
因为有很多传道人呢那个后面那个中间的鸡龟骨已经掉下来变成后面的尾巴了
so for many pastors their backbone becomes their wagging tails
所以他们没有立场
so they have no standpoint
没有勇敢讲出我们的信仰的原则
not able to courageously speak forth the principles of our faith
很可怜的事
this is truly sad
法老王是谁呢
who was Pharaoh
是世界最大帝国的君王
is the king of the greatest empire in the world
雅各是谁呢
who was Jacob
这个普通的一个牧羊人
just a commoner a shepherd
当雅各在法老面前的时候
when Jacob stood before Pharaoh
显出了神给他尊贵地位的心态
and he could exemplify the status given to him by God
而且他也知道他年龄比法老王更大
and he knew he was older than Pharaoh
所以他就为法老祝福
and then he blessed Pharaoh
不是让王祝福他是他祝福法老
It's not that he's waiting for the king to bless him but he's the other way around
伟大的人物
for all great men
一定有伟大的心智
will all have a great character
伟大的人生姿态
and a great attitudes towards life
伟大的人格的这个心中的状态
great character in him
还有一次贝多芬跟歌德两个人
on another occasion Beethoven and
在维也纳的公园走路的时候
and he was actually walking in Vienna with
忽然一大群人很喧嚷的声音传到他的耳中
and then there was a huge noise coming to his ears
后来他们回头一看
and then they looked back
原来有很多的人夹道欢迎 Rudolf 王子经过
And many people were welcoming the Prince Rudolf into the palace.
很多人就跑到王子那边。
And many people came before the prince.
在那里歌唱啊，在那里欢万岁。
They were all applauding him.
这个时候呢
，And at this moment,
歌德就感到他是一个有教养的人，应当尊重皇帝跟太子。
And Goethe thought that he must actually respect the emperor, the king, and the prince.
所以呢，他就跑到那边去。
So he went before the prince.
对王子鞠躬。
And bowed to the prince.
鞠躬了以后呢
？And after that,
王子也回鞠躬给他。
And the prince also bowed in return.
后来王子一看，看见贝多芬在别的地方远远的在那边站着。
And the prince realized that Beethoven was standing in the distance.
结果呢，王子就叫车停下来。
And the prince commanded for them to stop.
他从这个车上下来。
And he went down from the car.
走走走走走。
And walked.
大家不知道这个王子为什么离开车跑。 跑到公园中间去。
Nobody knew what he was doing.
他跑到公园的中间去。
And he walked into the garden.
他就对贝多芬鞠躬。
And bowed to Beethoven.
鞠躬了以后呢
？And after that,
贝多芬回鞠躬给他。
And Beethoven also bowed in return.
再上车。
And then he went back to his car.
两个都是当时维也纳最尊贵的德国系统里面最好的文化名人。
And these two were very honorable people in the cultural system at the time.
一个是大文学家。
One was a great poet.
一个是大作曲家。
One was a great composer.
不同的地方在哪里呢
？How were they different?
歌德是向王子鞠躬的。
Goethe would actually bow towards the prince.
王子是向贝多芬鞠躬的。
But the prince bowed before Beethoven first.
两个人在谈话的时候。
So when they were speaking together.
这个人可。歌德就问贝多芬
Goethe actually asked Beethoven
为什么你不去结果他反而来了
why didn't you go and bow to him but then he came to bow to you
贝多芬回答说
and Beethoven answered
像他这个王子有什么特别
a prince like him is nothing no big deal
如果他不是生在王族
if he wasn't born in the palace
就没有人会尊重他
no one respect him
但是像我这个人就很特别
someone like me is different indeed
因为我今天的位分不是人送的是我奋斗产生
my status was given to me not by people but based on my own striving
感谢上帝
thanks be to God
我们在神面前
As we come before God,
一定有自己的自尊
we must have our own dignity.
因为神给我们恩典
Because God has given us grace
建立起来的人格
to build up our character.
雅各有这个风格
And Jacob could think like that.
所以雅各在前一章的时候
So in the preceding chapter,
面对法老
Jacob was facing Pharaoh,
一点没有惧畏
And he was not afraid.
他勇敢为法老来祝福
Courageously he blessed Pharaoh.
他里面讲了一句我的生命我的日子又少又苦
He said that my years are few and difficult.
这话是很诚实的
It's a very honest declaration.
虽然他是名家的后代
Although he was the descendant of a royal
Abraham, 亚伯拉罕生以撒
Of Abraham's family.
以撒生雅各
From Abraham to Isaac to Jacob.
雅各这一生太多可歌可泣的事情
Jacob's life was truly dramatic.
他也用人自己泄露的办法诡计多端要得到暂时的利益
Based on human wisdom, he was so scheming and actually got a lot of benefits.
心灵的深处是要奋力抓住上帝的应许
But spiritually, he wanted to grab hold of God's promises.
神还照样照顾他
Therefore, God was pleased with him.
他最爱的孩子
His most beloved son was sold away.
最爱的妻子路上死了
Most beloved wife died on the way.
这些的痛苦
So all this suffering
跟他的犯罪有一个正面的比例
is directly proportional to his sinning
人生很难受的
and therefore it's very hard to take all these
这一句话我一生的年龄是137岁我的日子又少又苦
he said my years are few and difficult 130 years
所以这个人讲很诚实的话
he was very honest about this
忽然间有一天他病倒了
and then he fell ill
他没有死以前
and before he died
有人就对宰相又是说你的父亲雅各病了。
Someone said to Joseph, the prime minister, that oh, your father is ill.
所以雅各马上带着他的两个儿子。
And Jacob took Joseph took his two sons.
一个就是以法莲。
One is Ephraim.
另外一个就是他的哥哥马拿西。
And the other one is Manasseh.
马拿西的意思是什么
？Manasseh means what?
就是上帝所忘记了过去的痛苦。
And God has allowed me to forget my past sufferings.
以法莲的意思是什么
？Ephraim means what?
上帝使我成为本地的人了。
God has made me a local here.
所以上帝把我搬到这里来。
God has moved me to this place.
使我受毁谤，做奴隶，关监牢。
So that I became a slave and was ridiculed.
一生受了这么多不公义的对待。
I've gone through so much injustice in my life.
在13年的时间
，13 years，
受尽毁谤痛苦。
I was actually slandered.
当神的时间到的时候
，when God's timing came，
把我从监牢里面救出来。
God delivered me from the prison.
一跳就马上变成全国。除了法老以外最高位分的宰相
almost overnight I became only second to Pharaoh and above everyone else
约瑟是顺服神的人
Joseph truly obeyed God
约瑟不是怨天尤人的人
he wasn't someone who would grumble about his fate
约瑟不是计较仇恨的人
he wasn't someone who would be bearing hatred in his heart
约瑟不是报仇深怨的人
he wasn't a vengeful person
他把一切一切交在上帝的手里
he committed everything to God
所以当他到年老的时候
so in his old age
他心中非常平淡
In his heart, he was actually feeling peaceful.
他做宰相
as the prime minister,
把整个埃及的国家统治得很好。
He ruled over Egypt in a very good way.
外邦人说的，这是一个被上帝的灵充满。
When the Gentiles said, "This is someone who is filled with the Spirit of God."
当他解梦的时候
，and when he interpreted the dreams,
法老王就发现 上帝的灵在他的身上。
Pharaoh realized that the spirit of God is with this person.
这是全本圣经第一次表示圣灵充满的一个人是怎么样的。
This is the first time the Bible talks about how the spirit of God will fill someone.
20世纪灵恩派的运动。
The charismatic movement in the 20th century.
讲圣灵最多的人都是最不了解圣灵的。
Those who talk about the Holy Spirit most truly do not understand about it.
所以他们对圣灵充满这个词句的解释。
So the way they interpret being filled by the Holy Spirit.
就变成鸡叫狗叫。Toronto blessing 那些非常荒诞怪异的生活方式
hysterical expressions just like the Toronto blessings
而且这些震动全身倒在地上搞圣教的人根本在圣经中所说的圣灵充满完全没有关系
and these people who roll over the floor and do holy laughter they are totally unrelated to what the Bible says
所以我要用法老王的一句话
so in the words of Pharaoh
稍微给大家解释圣经第一次表达一个人被圣灵充满的他的应该的情形是怎么样
I want to explain the significance of being filled with the Holy Spirit in this first instance here in the Bible
法老说有谁像他这样智慧的
Pharaoh said who is wise like this man
我们在埃及还能找到有这种聪明智慧的人
in the whole of Egypt can we find someone who is so wise like him
他是上帝的灵所充满
the Spirit of God
上帝的灵在他身上
the Spirit of God must have filled this man
所以这个开明的法老
so this wise Pharaoh
就用了外族做他的宰相
and he actually used a foreigner to be his prime minister
整个十多年的生命中间
so in more than 10 years
救了整个埃及脱离大的饥荒灾难
he actually spared the entire Egypt from the famine
感谢上
thanks be to God
这法老王讲出了这句话
and these words by Pharaoh
就从你第一次提到上帝的灵在人身上的时候有怎样的表现
were the first mention of how the Holy Spirit will fill someone
在全本圣经旧约里面
in the entire Old Testament
有两个青年人成为历史历代所有伟大的年轻人的榜样
there are two young people who have become examples for all young people in all generations
就是有时
the first one is Joseph
第二就是丹尼
second one is Daniel
这两个人都被掳了
these two young men were captured
被卖了
they were all sold
但是最后都成为外邦帝国的宰相
but eventually they became prime ministers of a foreign nation
当约瑟做埃及的宰相
Joseph when he was the prime minister of Egypt
埃及帝国是世界最强盛的
the Egyptian empire was the greatest in the world
当这个但以理被掳到巴比伦的时候
when Daniel was captured into Babylon
巴比伦的势力是非常高涨的时候
the Babylonian Empire was also at its peak
而世界上的人都从这两个人身上
and the entire world from these two young people
看见他们都是被上帝的灵充满
could see that the Spirit of God had filled these two people
那么圣经怎么描写这两个人被上帝充满的情形
so how does the Bible describe how they were being filled by the Spirit
同样记载了两件重要的事
there are two important things that were mentioned
第一件事
First thing,
有上帝的智慧在他们身上。
The wisdom of God is shown in these people.
第二件事
Secondly,
他们办事聪明尽忠。
And they were actually good in discharging their duties.
就要描写被圣灵充满的人。
So the people who are filled with the Holy Spirit,
就把这两个原则定下来。
You see these principles being established.
一个被上帝的灵充满。
One who is filled with the Spirit of God,
一定是个充满智慧的人。
Will be full of wisdom.
It is 上帝的灵
Because the Spirit of God
是智慧的灵
is the Spirit of wisdom
是知识的灵
is the Spirit of knowledge
是谋略的灵
Spirit of
intelligence
是圣洁的灵 Spirit of holiness
是真理的灵
Spirit of truth indeed
是神自己的圣灵
It is His own Holy Spirit
所以这个灵在谁的身上
So wherever this Spirit is
上帝的智慧就降在他
God's wisdom will be with this man
第二样
Secondly
当圣灵在一个人身上
When the Spirit is with someone
这个人办事精明
And thisSomeone will be very good in discharging his duties.
心中诚实
and he will be honest.
正直做事情
and he will be upright in fulfilling his role.
忠于职守
faithful to his duties.
感谢上
thanks be to God.
这两字绝对不会错的。
You will never be wrong if you explain this way.
一个人有神而来的智慧
if someone has the wisdom of God,
一个人有对神敬忠的回应
someone who reveres God, who is faithful to God,
他办事诚实
he will be honest with integrity.
敬忠精明
will be a good steward,
负责任
will be responsible.
这就是圣灵在一个人身上的记号
and these are the marks of the presence of the Holy Spirit
但是今天的许多人把这些圣经的原则都丢掉了
many people have discarded these biblical principles
他们注重的是外表超自然的一些反应
they are focused on supernatural external expressions
那些很怪异 异的行动。
And these hysterical, these weird expressions.
那就是叫被圣灵充满。
They think that that is the spirit of hope.
这时代有许多的人被这种错误的教理所蒙蔽、所欺骗。
Many people have been deceived by these wrong teachings about the Holy Spirit.
所以这个世界乱得不得了。
And that's why this whole world is in a mess.
亲爱的弟兄们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
又是做宰相的。
When Joseph was the prime minister,
他没有忘记尽人的孝道。
He never forgot about being filial.
所以一听到父亲病。
So when he heard that his father was ill,
他就把他的孩子带到父亲那。
He brought his sons to see his father.
要他的父亲给他的孩子祝福。
Wanted his father to bless his children.
这个时候呢，做父亲的雅各已经眼目昏花。
So at this time, Jacob, as the father, was already quite blind.
看不见到底又是把谁带他的。
Couldn't see who Joseph had brought to him.
在讲话的时间。
So while he was speaking,
我们看见了两个不同的层次。
We see two different levels of things here.
他认知又是有了两个孩子。
Firstly, he knew that Joseph had two sons.
一个叫做以法莲。
One is Ephraim.
一个叫做马拿西。
The other Manasseh.
这是上帝在又是埃及做宰相的时候所赐给他的两个后裔。
And these were the two sons given to Joseph when he was in Egypt.
所以呢，他对约瑟讲一句话。
So he said to Joseph,
你在埃及，我没有见你以前所生的孩子，都是我的。
These children whom you have given birth to when I was not here are really mine.
为什么呢？
Why?
我失去了你。
Because I lost you.
原来你不但没有失去。
But you were not lost after all.
你在别的地方，而且生了孩子。
In Egypt, you actually had two sons.
所以我就把你这个两孩孩子当作是我的孩子。
So these two sons I consider my very own.
使你可以得到我双倍的爱。
So that you can receive a double portion of my love.
所以呢，后来
，So thereafter，
你看见以色列的少支派里面有以法莲、有马拿西这两个名字。
So you see, in the 12 tribes of Israel, we have Manasseh and Ephraim.
没有约瑟的名字。
You don't see Joseph.
为什么呢
？Why?
这两个代替了一个。
Because these two represent one.
双倍的恩典临到他。
Double portion of grace.
所以你的两个孩子。
So your two sons are mine.
你这两个孩子变成生了一鸡，代替你一个我所生的。
And these two sons are a level up and become my sons.
那如果马拿西、以法莲都变成新的支派。
So if Manasseh and Ephraim become two new tribes,
代替约瑟这个支派的话
take the place of Joseph,
那么岂是不是以色列就变成13支派？
Wouldn't there be 13 tribes of Israel?
那为什么还是被算为12个支派？
Why is it that we say 12 tribes of Israel?
你注意
So take note here.
提到圣经的12支派的时候
When we talk about 12 tribes in the Bible,
有时但这个支派就不放进去。
Sometimes the tribe of Dan is missing.
上帝要丢掉一个支派。
God wants to discard a tribe.
13中间照样取12。
Within the 13, only choose 12.
特别在启示录。
Particularly in Revelation.
启示录所记载的。
The recordings in Revelation.
就代表了永恒的意义。
Represents eternal value.
永恒中间的上帝数算的以色列支派。
In eternity, these are the 12 tribes.
那为什么但这个支派就变成不关重要的事
情？ Why is the tribe of Dan left out in Revelation?
但是敬拜牛犊的。
Because the tribe of Dan actually worshipped the cow, golden calf.
但这个支派，他们敬拜了牛犊。
They actually worshipped the calf.
代替上帝。
To take the place of God.
神要把他们除灭。
So God would actually take them away.
这个有我们有机会再谈。
We'll talk more about that in future.
又是应该是十二个儿子里面的第十一个。
And Joseph should be the 11th of the 12 sons.
也就是雅各的十二支派里面的一个名字。
That means he's one of the names among the 12 tribes of Jacob.
那么原先的十二支派是什么呢
？So what were the original 12 tribes?
就是流便、西面、利未、犹大、但、亚瑟、加特、以撒加、西布伦，还有又是便雅悯。你不必念
，OK，
这好记。那呢，后来呢，以法莲、马拿西取代了约瑟。
So then Ephraim and Manasseh took the place of Joseph.
就把但除掉
了。And Dan was taken away.
又变成十二个支派。
So there were still 12 tribes.
所以这个十二是一个整数。
So it's actually a round whole number.
十二是一乘三乘四。
One times three times four is a perfect number.
这一就是上帝的数目。
One is a number for God.
三就是上帝的三个位格的统一的数目。
Three represents the Trinity.
四就是世人的数目。
Four represents man.
三乘四就是十二，是神与人同在的数目。
Three times four, 12 represents God with men.
所以十二就代表神的百姓。
12 represents the people of God.
是神与人同在的百姓。
God being with His people.
所以圣经里面一很重要。
So in the Bible, one is important.
二很重要。
Two is also important.
三很重要。
Likewise, three.
四很重要。
Four is also important.
五六 不大重要。
Five and six not so important.
七很重要。
Seven is important.
八很重要。
Eight is also important.
九很重要。
Likewise, nine.
十二很重要。
Twelve is important.
144很
重要。144 is important.
144,000人很重要。
144,000.
除此以外。
Other than all these numbers.
70跟120都很重要。
120 and 70 are also.
这些数目都有特别的意思。
These numbers have special significance in it.
为什么是八很重要？
Why is eight important?
因为八是第二轮的七的另外一个开始。
It's the beginning of the second cycle of seven.
所以第八天
on the eighth day,
就表示七天以后
after 7 days,
开始另外一个七天的。
We are going to a next cycle of seven.
所以呢，小孩子第八天受割礼。
So an infant would be circumcised on the eighth day.
那么七日的头一日
the first day of the seventh.
其实这就是表示这个礼拜天的意思。
Represents Sunday.
这个是必须的，是这一个。安息日
seventh day, the Sabbath.
到第八日
the eighth day,
就是七日的另外一人的头一日
is the first day of the next cycle of 7 days.
更新的主复活的日子
represents the renewal, the resurrection of the Lord.
这些数目都很有意义。
These numbers have special meaning.
以色列有十二支派
Israel had 12 tribes.
这是神与人同在
This represents God's presence with men.
神与人合一
God's unity with men.
神管制的选民
How God will rule over His men.
这个数目所以呢，这十二支派。
So these are the 12 tribes.
那么，因为这雅各特别爱这个约瑟。
Jacob specially loved Joseph.
所以他死的时候。
So before he died.
他就把约瑟立在众子之上。
He actually established Joseph above all the other sons.
使以法莲玛拿西变成他自己的儿子，跳了一级。也增加了一份
so that Manasseh and Ephraim would jump one level up and become his own sons.
所有的孩子中间，你要得到两份
so you will get a double portion of my love.
就这样。那么，当雅各把这句话讲出来的时候
after Jacob said this,
以这个约瑟就把两个孩子带到他父亲的面前
and Joseph brought his two sons before his father.
那么父亲刚刚说
and the father had just said,
你的儿子以法莲玛拿西是我的
your sons Manasseh and Ephraim are mine.
以后我见了你以后再生的是你的
and after I see you, whatever sons you have will be yours.
你的孩子变得为了孩子就变成双份的产业
your sons become my sons, therefore you get a double portion of the inheritance.
你再生的其他孩子是孙子辈他们就没有这个
all the subsequent sons will be my grandsons, they will not have this privilege.
父亲怎么讲
What did the father say?
约瑟就照样听话了
And Joseph would just listen
约瑟能不能说你虽然是我父亲
Could Joseph say that
我现在是埃及的宰相你听我的
You listen to me I am the prime minister here
不可以啊
You couldn't say that
所以你们做孩子
So as sons
你在法庭你是法官回家你父亲是法官
You may be the judge in the court but when you go home your father is the judge
你出去在大学做教授
you might be
回家你父亲叫你，你不要叫他。
You might be a professor in the university, but at home your father will rule over you.
因为神安排他的位分是高过你。
Because God has arranged for his status to be above yours.
所以又是在人面前。
So Joseph before man,
他做一个很好的人。
He was a very good man.
在神面前。
Before God,
在父母面前。
Before his parents,
他做一个很好的子民，很好的孩子。
Was a very good child indeed.
但是呢
，However,
当他把两个孩子带到他父亲面前的时候
When he brought his two sons before Jacob
那个时候呢他就把以法莲带到他的右边
He brought Ephraim on his right
把玛拿西放在左边
And Manasseh was on his left
那么一面向这个雅各的时候
So when they faced Jacob
所以右边的就变成这个他父亲相对的左边
So his right will become his father's left
他左边的就以父亲相对变成父亲的右边
and his left side will become Jacob's right side
为什么呢
why
因为他要把长子放在父亲右手的这边
he wanted his firstborn to be on the right side of Jacob
所以那个时候的文化已经告诉我们右手比左手更重要了
the culture right is more important than the left
这个次序之间右手先左手后
See, the right always comes before the left
右手重要左手次要
the right is more important than the left hand
我不知道中国是哪一个时代有这种分别的有没有
I don't know whether China had this culture
我不大明白
since when
我只读过一篇文章里面有一句话我吓了一跳
I once read an essay that astonished me
它是三千年以前
3,000 years ago
中国人有一个规矩
there was a rule among the Chinese
一个孕妇
a pregnant woman
身怀六甲
When she was pregnant,
在路上走的时候
when she was walking on the road,
你叫她的名字
when you call her by name,
你就要注意她回头看你的时候 面是转向左边或者转向右边。
You must take note that when she turned back to look at you, whether her left or right face is facing you.
你们有谁读过这种文章或者这种有知道的几次？
Anyone read something like that before?
一个都没有哈。
Never.
那我就告诉你，免得你不知道。
Say to you.
那我告诉你也告诉不出来，因为我读了以后我忘记了。
Because I forgot what the article said.
如果他回左头，从右回过来看你的时候。
If the woman were to turn on her right and face you.
里面的胎大概是男的。
The fetus will be a baby boy.
如果他左面返回来，
If she turn on the left,
里面的大概是女的。
And the fetus would be a female.
我是不知道哪一个男哪一个
女。I don't know which is which.
所以你不要随便乱叫哈。
So don't just call someone by name.
不要随便乱叫，因为我忘记右的是男的或者左的是男的，我忘记。
I can't remember which one is the male, which one is the female.
那么三千年前
，That was 3,000 years ago.
中国的就用这个办法知道孕妇里面的孩子大概是男的。
That was how the Chinese determined whether the fetus is male or female.
这个很有兴趣的。
Quite interesting
indeed. 所以你们查经班的会员的每一个人去查一下，要做一个统计，大概可以得回来真正的答案是什么。
Maybe can do a survey and seek for the right answers.
是碰巧的或者一定我不知道。
Whether it's a coincidence or there's really a natural law.
每一个人都有习惯。
Because everyone has a habit.
现在请你站起来，请你站起来，站起来，不要怕，站起来嘛，是，就是你，好，走到这里来，来走，好，他用左脚先走路的，请坐，请坐。
His first step.
所以我说，请你走。
On the left leg.
你一定有习惯。
You must have.
一定左脚先走。
You definitely have a habit. Which foot actually steps on first?
一定右脚先走。
Whether it's the left or the right foot.
没有一个人说走到这里，两脚一同走。
Nobody will have.
没有这样的
no.
所以这个先后问题只能其一不能其二，对不对？
You can only choose one of the two.
但是圣经3400多年里
But 3400 years ago the Bible
不差不多4000年
Almost 4000 years ago
已经有一个风俗
There was a culture
就是右手比左手更大
That the right hand was more important than the left
右手比左手更重要
The right hand is more important 这个是
又是留下来给我们看到的一件事情
This is something that we see in Joseph
所以他盼望他的大的儿子得到父亲右手的祝福。
He wanted his firstborn to receive the blessings from the right hand of Jacob.
他就把玛纳西放在他左手，面对父亲，可以得到父亲的右手。
So he wanted Manasseh to be facing the right hand side of Jacob.
他把这个以法莲带回来，用他的右手面对他的父亲，这样父亲就会用左手来祝福他。
And he wanted Manasseh to be facing the other way so that he would face the left hand of Jacob.